The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Adam Schefter reporting Patriots quarterback Cam Newton tested positive and is out for Sunday's game versus Kansas City.
Get out of here. Holy crap. Really?
So, I think B-Rob needs to get off the phone and hit the breaking news.
Is that what you were on the phone for?
Tucker was calling me with that tweet.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Holy crap. Wow. Yeah, wow. That's wow. Holy crap. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah,
here it is. It's now blowing up all over social media, Twitter. Patriots quarterback Cam Newton tested positive. He's out for Sunday's game against Kansas City. That from Adam Schefter and Field Yates. Wow. Oh, boy. That's not great. And it also, I have to say, I'm a little, there's nothing good about this. But last few days, ever since this Titan story broke, Felger has sat here and said, I would bet you there's not going to be any positive test on the Patriots this whole year. What have the Titans been up to? Look, like, I know that we can all speculate on what these players have been up to. Are you out at strip clubs? Are you out, especially down in Nashville, which is like, you know, one of the most opened up cities in the country as we deal with this hell pandemic? Probably not the greatest idea. But are guys out? Are they treating this accordingly? You can speculate, but I don't know. You can go into a place, Chris, that just has bad air conditioning or, you know, HVAC issues.
Yeah.
And it spreads and you catch it and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just bad luck. So I didn't believe for a second that just because Bill runs a tight ship that there weren't going to be any positive tests coming from the Patriots this season. Eventually, I think it was going to catch someone, especially as the season goes along and we could be seeing the second wave and all that kind of stuff. So there is part of me that's like, suck it, Felger. It happened to one of the Patriots. But none of that's good, especially that it's the quarterback, and he's already been ruled out. Oh, that's not good at all. So do we now speculate what Cam Newton's been up to? Like, do you think he's been out? Like, nothing's really open around here other than restaurants and stuff. So I just think it's bad luck.
Can you get COVID from kissing Nikhil Harry's ass?
Very good. Yeah, I don't know. Again, big breaking news here as we start the show. Per multiple reports, Cam Newton has tested positive for COVID. He is out for tomorrow's game in Kansas City. So this, of course, means the Patriots are going to start either Brian Hoyer or Jarrett Stidham against the Chiefs. I'm guessing Brian Hoyer, considering that Stidham has been on the inactive list for the first 3 weeks of the season. And I can't believe I'm actually going to say this, but considering who those two players are, I actually feel more comfortable with Brian Hoyer. But at least he knows the system.
Yeah, he does know the system. Obviously, it's short notice. But, I mean, there were probably things in the game plan that you can't run with Brian Hoyer. Stidham at least has some mobility. I mean, frankly, look, I think Hoyer is the number two. But given all of the talk in the offseason, and I don't know who got what reps, I think Hoyer's probably better equipped to play with minimal or zero reps. That's what backups like Brian Hoyer, veteran backups, are supposed to do. But considering, you know, where they're at short-term and long-term, I actually would like to see Stidham.
Would you really?
Yeah. I mean, let's see what the kid's got.
Against this team, though, Chris? If you're actually trying to win the game.
Yeah, against this team, because I think their cornerbacks aren't good. Bashaud Breeland, suspended. He's serving a four-game suspension, so he's not eligible for this game. Le'Jarius Sneed, they put him on IR with an injury. Charvarius Ward has a hand injury, and he missed. He's already missed a game this year. They're depleted at corner. I thought before this that, and I know their run defense isn't the greatest, but I thought before this that if the Patriots were the Patriots, they'd come out and try and throw the ball because the corners aren't good. You know, sort of the death by a thousand paper cuts, controlled short passing game where some of those passes are as good as runs because we care about ball control. So if that's what I want to do and I want to attack their secondary, then give me the kid. Give me Stidham. You know, as Drew Bledsoe said to Tom Brady in Super Bowl 36, go sling it, kid. That's what. Let's see if he can do it. I mean, I know what Hoyer is.
Yeah,
I think it's an opportunity.
I mean, this is going to be this kid's first start in Kansas City. I think you're crazy. I mean, I know I see what you mean in terms of, you know, if he's the future, why not just, you know, trial by fire, throw him in, see what you got. But he's been inactive these first 3 weeks, Chris. They clearly don't believe in him. I think that the way that they've treated him since the end of camp going into the season, I think it's the fact that they signed Cam Newton in the first place is because they look at this kid and there's something about him that they don't trust, or he just doesn't get it. So if they're actually going to try to win this game, it's got to be Brian Hoyer. That's just the way I'm looking at it, and I can't believe I say that because I think Hoyer sucks, but I just don't believe in Jarrett Stidham because I now have to believe how the team feels about Jarrett Stidham. See, when they believed in him, Chris, I believed in him when I had Jarrett Stidham shoved down my throat, starting with last year's training camp, all through last year into this summer before they signed Cam Newton. This was the guy. This was the heir apparent after Tom Brady. Then something happened, and I had to change my perspective just like the team did, see, because I'm firm but fair that way.
You are.
Further update from Adam Schefter here says the Patriots have been doing mass testing and retesting, and so far there is no spread within the team, according to a source. But again, if you're just tuning in this morning, here to Gasper and Murray, Cam Newton, Patriots quarterback Cam Newton, has tested positive for the COVID. He is out for tomorrow's game at Kansas City against the Chiefs. This really came out of nowhere, as we have the outbreak that's going on with the Tennessee Titans. There were three more positive tests there today. Is this the time to panic as a fan of the NFL, Chris? Are we starting to see the spread?
Yeah, I mean, it's not looking good. The one thing I would say that would maybe give you some solace would be the fact that, look, there were some serious outbreaks in MLB, and they're now in their playoffs. And one of the teams that had a serious outbreak, the St. Louis Cardinals, ended up actually making the playoffs. So, yes, this is not good. I think all know that. That's an understatement, but it doesn't necessarily damn the season. It doesn't mean that they can't finish the season. Now, there's not as much wiggle room in the NFL probably as there was in MLB, but MLB had some serious outbreaks. The Marlins, actually, two of the teams, the Marlins, who are still in the playoffs.
The most riddled with it.
Yeah, they had the worst.
The Cubs.
They had the worst outbreak. The Cardinals, I think, probably had the second worst outbreak, and both those teams ended up making the playoffs. So, again, it's not good, but I don't think it means that we're headed for an imminent shutdown of the NFL season.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear you say that because as this story developed with Tennessee this week, I felt the same way. Like, I feel, look, I get it. These are crazy times. We don't know. The virus is scary. But we saw what happened with baseball this summer. You just broke it down. Those two teams that made the playoffs, one has moved on with the Marlins with the sweep of the Cubs. They've figured it out. And I know, as you just said, MLB had more wiggle room. You can stack those doubleheaders. They are able to make up the games a little bit more difficult with the NFL. I don't know what the solution is, Chris, but I'd like to think they'll be able to figure it out. A billion-dollar industry like the NFL, they'll find a way. And that's why I don't want to downplay it and say non-story, complete non-story. It's a story, and I can understand the concern. But the level of panic that I've heard and seen this week with the Tennessee thing, I think it's been a bit much. They'll find a way. They'll get the games in. They should move on. I'm glad that they are. Now, as a Patriots fan, you want to see a competitive product tomorrow. It sucks that Cam Newton's going to not play in that game. You know, and I can understand why Tennessee fans feel ripped off and Pittsburgh fans, too, because you would have had a battle of 2-3-0 teams. That's now put on pause. Like, the fan aspect of it, I completely get. If you're feeling a little bit ripped off and pissed off about it, fine. I get it. But the overall feeling of, like, pure panic about this, like, I just think it's a bit much. 617-779-0985, the phone number if you want to join us. Big breaking news this morning. Again, if you're just tuning in, Patriots quarterback Cam Newton tested positive. He is out for tomorrow's game against the Kansas City Chiefs, Arrowhead. So it does look like it could be Brian Hoyer starting tomorrow. He has backed up Cam Newton for the first 3 weeks of the season. Jarrett Stidham has been on the inactive list. I can't believe I'm going to say this. That's what I would actually prefer. Chris wants Stidham. I just think Hoyer knows the system. You go with what you know there. Corey in the truck, you're first up here this morning on this big news. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Yep, we can hear you.
I appreciate you guys very much. I just want to say, first off, I'm a UPS driver. I listen to you guys and all the shows all day, every day, and you guys have the best show. You guys do a great job, so I just want to say that.
Oh, definitely appreciate that, man. We appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, so my take is that there is zero chance that they even play the game tomorrow.
No chance of playing the game at all?
No, they're going to cancel this thing with the way that COVID spreads. There's no way that they even play the game. How do they?
Well, if they've tested everyone, and they were doing rapid testing this morning, and thanks for the accolades there, Corey, that it hasn't spread on the team. And maybe if that changes between now and tomorrow morning, yeah, maybe that they cancel it and shit. But if it's just one guy, I don't see any reason why they should cancel it, Chris. Do you?
Well, here's the thing. Are they more sensitive because of what's happening in Tennessee? And are they going to take greater caution knowing that, you know, days later, we're basically almost a week removed from the game the Titans played against the Vikings, and they're still having guys popping up as positive. So do they feel like, oh, well, we can't take the risk at this point because you already have the Tennessee situation? Or do they look at it the other way? And this is what indicates to me I think they'll play the game. I think there'll be more testing today and probably testing tomorrow to try and make sure they can play this thing and it's as safe as possible. But what's happening with the Vikings? The Vikings played the Titans last week, and they have not had any positives to this point, and they're going to go ahead with their game. So I think when you look at what's happening with the Vikings, that to me is instructive on what could happen with this game tomorrow. But certainly to Corey's point, the NFL would be well within their rights to say, out of an abundance of caution, we're postponing this game.
Well, there's an official statement that's been just released by the New England Patriots, which reads as follows. Late last night, we received notice that a Patriots player tested positive for COVID-19. The player immediately entered self-quarantine. Several additional players, coaches, and staff who have been in close contact with the player received point-of-care tests this morning, and all were negative for COVID-19. We are in close consultation with the NFL, as well as our team of independent doctors and specialists, and will follow their guidance regarding our scheduled trip to Kansas City and game against the Chiefs. The health and safety of our team, as well as our opponent, are of highest priority. There you go, from the Patriots. Of course, the player is the starting quarterback, Cam Newton. Again, Cam Newton is out for tomorrow's game against the Kansas City Chiefs, as he has tested positive for COVID. Big breaking news this morning here within the last 20 minutes. And if they are going to play this game, I would recommend you jump in on Chiefs -7 as fast as you possibly can. 617-779-0985 is the phone number if you want to join us here with this big news this morning. It's Gasper Murray here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gasper and Murray. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
This is Gasper and Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They found the perfect match of having skilled guys and speed and a quarterback that can, you know, keep plays alive, but also smart, keep his eyes downfield and throw some deep routes and very accurate when he does it.
Yeah, they have a lot of speed on the field. They got 3-4 guys they can go. I mean, pretty much all the receivers can run. So, you know, it's a big challenge for us, big challenge for our defense. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to go out and compete against those guys. But, you know, they have great speed. You know, they got a great quarterback, so it'll be a big challenge.
That's Patriots safety and quarterback Devin McCourty and Stephon Gilmore talking about the speed of that Chiefs offense. It's Gasper Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub, and it might all be moot. So if you're just tuning in, Patriots quarterback Cam Newton has tested positive for COVID-19. He's been ruled out of tomorrow's game. And now this from Adam Schefter. The Patriots scheduled to leave for Kansas City around 1 o'clock this afternoon. The trip now is on standby
as the team is awaiting more test results and guidance from the NFL. So, you know, I kind of didn't that first caller we took that seriously, saying they can't play the game tomorrow, and does kind of start to feel, Chris, that they're leaning towards not playing this game tomorrow and pushing it sometime towards the future.
Yeah, I think that given what's going on and just reading that statement, it seems like it's very much up in the air as to whether they'll even travel. So, you know, it's really going to be a fascinating situation, I think, for the next couple of hours, how they proceed with this.
Yeah. Also got a text from Jimmy Stewart, executive producer of Felger and Maz, who, of course, has his sources, and he sent me a screen cap of a text conversation, which I'm assuming is with his Patriot source. It just says, game might get canceled, getting details. And that was at 11:15 this morning. So I guess just from a competitive standpoint, you want to see Cam against the Chiefs. Like, I guess that's what you would want, right? Like, as a fan, do you want it pushed? Because you don't want to go in there with Brian Hoyer or Jarrett Stidham making his first start against the Kansas City Chiefs, like the best team in the AFC tomorrow. You're probably better off pushing this thing down the line to whenever.
Strictly from a competitive standpoint, yes. Yeah. And then, you know, the question really becomes, again, this is not happening in a vacuum. It's happening with what's happening in Tennessee. And what's the level of concern from the team and the league that, yes, we're getting negative tests now, but there are people, you know, given the incubation period, there are people who 5-6 days after that game in Minnesota are testing positive in Tennessee, and their facility has been closed all week. So, you know, it's not like they've gotten additional exposure to people this week. So just, again, out of an abundance of caution, do they try and isolate Cam Newton and just call this thing off? And I mean, I have a hard time, even if the Patriots play this game, I have a hard time believing that they're going to be able to just go back to Gillette on Monday and just treat it like any other day after. I mean, their facility might be closed for a couple of days for a deep cleaning.
Yeah, and positive tests don't necessarily show up right away. So, and then there's this. Again, this story is going to continue to unfold throughout the afternoon. So, you know, stay tuned here to the Sports Hub as we tell you. Cam Newton ruled out tomorrow. And this game now in jeopardy, Patriots-Chiefs, because Cam Newton tested positive for COVID-19. Diana Rossini, ESPN, just tweeted, "I'm told the Patriots sent the entire team home this morning and told the players to stay by their phones to find out when they are traveling." I mean, if they're sending them home, the flight's supposed to be at 1. That tweet just comes at 11:25, Chris. Like, they're not going to play this game tomorrow. There's
no shot. Doesn't sound like it now. Corey was right. I think Corey was right. I mean, if they sent the guys home, you know, that's a different deal than, you know, be on standby. And that also sort of says they're trying to keep them apart from each other.
Yeah, and this is a good point. I'm just reading here from Dan Graziano of NFL Insider for ESPN. Because this is Cam Newton, it will necessarily gather much more attention. But the fact is, the Falcons had a player, A.J. Terrell, test positive last week. He didn't play. All the other tests came back fine. They ended up playing the Bears on Sunday. No Falcons or Bears got sick, so same procedures are in place. So we may be being a little bit drastic saying this game has been canceled, but I think if you read the tea leaves, as we're wont to always say here on sports radio, it does, I don't know, if they're supposed to jump on a plane at 1, Chris, like, I don't feel great about that game actually taking place tomorrow as of this hour, but we'll keep you posted here as the news develops with Cam Newton being ruled out with the COVID. Let's go to Jake in Boston on this story. Hey, Jake.
Hey, boys. So in the marketing world, there was a famous story about Target figuring out a young girl was pregnant before her dad. And I called up last week saying that Cam Newton's Peloton numbers were absurdly low compared to other quarterbacks in the league. And if you remember, when Nick Watney was diagnosed with COVID, he credited his Whoop bracelet for being the key indicator. Mm. So Cam Newton may have his Peloton numbers may be behind this. Also, that Peloton bike is in the facility. He was on it yesterday.
Just so real quick, facility. Jake, just real quick, yep. does he like post them on Instagram or something? Like, I don't.
Correct. So first of all, he does post it to Instagram, but those Peloton profiles are public, and there are several NFL quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Matt Barkley, for instance, who do have accounts. So you can ride and see how professional athletes are doing. And Cam's numbers are really subpar compared to other quarterbacks throughout the league. Huh. And it was an indication. You don't want to be the guy who calls up sports radio and says, I can do that, but I beat Cam Newton 3 times on Peloton last week. And it may have been an indicator that there was something wrong against quarterback of the week.
Take the, Jake, interesting points.
I used to truly, I've said this before, I used to truly despise Jake's calls because he would be as unhinged could be. Love that dude now. Like, he just is, like, constantly on everyone's social media. You know, he's got his little theories, conspiracy theories. I love him. I don't know. You know, maybe he sniffed that out because the numbers were low on Peloton. He does have a case, though, with that one golfer. It was Nick Watney. Who looked at his thing, which is, you know, your heart rate and everything else, and that's what alerted him. He went and got tested, for COVID. Turns out he was positive, so maybe there's something behind it. But let's go to John in Tennessee. On tomorrow's game is now in jeopardy because of the positive test for Cam Newton. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, just this is a mild blurring. On Tuesday, I heard you and Maz talking about the Titans and how, hey, just signed 16 guys off the street, play the game. Now I turn on the radio today and I hear, well, maybe it should be pushed back. It's not going to be as good a game if you're not seeing Cam Newton out there. That is a quick flip-flop. What happened to sign guys off the street and play the game?
John, gun to my head, I would prefer they actually play tomorrow. I was just trying to take the stand of, like, overall fan. If you want the more competitive standpoint, you want to have your best players against their best players. So I can understand the argument there. Me, I swear, on my mom's grave, I'd rather they play this thing tomorrow and actually have Brian Hoyer start, maybe Jarrett Stidham, but just head down, move along. That may be stubborn, that may be ignorant, but that's the way I would want it to play out.
I think it's crazy, but I salute you for having the guts to stand up and say it.
All right, John, just quick. So what's the overall temperature of what's going on with the Titans down there? Like, do people think that the players were out and about, they were being irresponsible, or is it, you know, it's just bad luck?
You're talking about a state where most of the people down here still don't even believe in this thing.
Wow.
You know, I work in the media, and I've not heard a lot of people talking about underground rumors that they were out partying. It's mainly just, I can't believe they're taking my football away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, what's the overall vibe just in Nashville? You know, how open is Nashville? How concerned are people there about COVID? And are people masked up, or they're just sort of, you know, out and about and enjoying the town?
Well, I'm a couple hours from Nashville. Okay. I'm actually in Knoxville with the University of Tennessee.
Oh.
Nashville, though, Nashville and Memphis, much more blue.
Okay.
Than East Tennessee, which is much more red. I would assume there is a greater rift in Nashville between those who wear the masks and those who are packing downtown Nashville and going out. There are plenty of photos on social media over the last couple of months where people are tearing it up on Broadway right down from the hockey arena there. You guys know
the
area.
I know the area.
So it's kind of a split there.
Okay.
All right, John, thanks very
Thank
much
you.
For the phone
Appreciate
call.
The
Appreciate
call.
It. Yeah. I was in Knoxville last summer for vacation. Saw that Sun Sphere. It did not have wigs in it. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Yeah, Chris caught that Simpsons reference.
That's great.
A couple open phone lines. Again, the big breaking news this morning. Cam Newton, Patriots quarterback, tested positive for COVID-19. He has been ruled out of tomorrow's game. Patriots are scheduled to fly to Kansas City at 1. They have sent all the players home, told them to stand by. They're waiting for more test results. So it does feel like tomorrow's game is potentially in jeopardy here. So we'll keep you posted here on Gasper throughout the morning here on 95 of Sports Hub.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Prime Rib is back for this weekend only. Visit the 99 restaurant for a 3-course prime rib dinner. Enjoy.
You're listening to Gasper and Murray.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, I know there's going to be a lot of questions about the game and about who's to blame and where it started. Nobody's to blame. We're in a pandemic. Unfortunately, things happen. John and I feel comfortable that since receiving the protocols in August. We followed those by the letter, and that we were conscious of everything that we did. This is a very unfortunate situation, but one that we're confident that we will be able to handle safely with the football team and the players' best interest in mind.
That's Titans head coach Mike Vrabel earlier this week talking about the outbreak of COVID on his team. Titans game with the Steelers postponed. Supposed to be tomorrow. Now it's going to be week 7. And I tend to agree with what he was saying there. For all those that are suggesting that the Titans players are at fault by being irresponsible, or maybe they've gone out to a bar or whatever. I mean, yeah, that's possible. But it's also possible that since these players aren't in a bubble, and that's the choice that the NFL owners decided to make, someone's kid went to school. They got it. They came home to mom and dad, the Titans player, or whoever. And voila, you got it. And now it's actually hit the Patriots as well. It's not been a good week for the NFL. In case you're just tuning in, you don't know the big news. Patriots quarterback Cam Newton tested positive. He is out for tomorrow's game against the Kansas City Chiefs. First reported by Adam Schefter and Field Yates. This from Ian Rappaport. Patriots players were alerted this morning to come in and get tests because a player had tested positive. That player is Cam Newton. The immediate results were no more positives, but as we've seen in Tennessee, results often take days to manifest. Patriots are scheduled to take off at 1 o'clock this afternoon to head out to Kansas City. Adam Schefter just tweeted, Patriots supposed to leave for KC at 1. Flight is not leaving then. The Pats players are leaving the team facility. So the game hasn't been canceled, but don't feel good right now that it's actually going to kick off tomorrow at 4:25. If that changes, we, of course, will let you know here on Gaspar Murray. But your thoughts on this news, you want them even playing. You know, we're only just 3 weeks into this. Well, now it's week 4, Chris. Do you think that the owners are now making frantic phone calls and saying, oh, we should have had a bubble?
I don't think they are. You know, and again, I don't know how feasible a bubble would have been for the NFL at this point. I think it's kind of hard, and with just how big those staffs are. But I do think that maybe they're looking at it and thinking, should we have built in, and as far as I know, I don't really think they have, you know, should we have built in more pad in the schedule so that if we have to have some of these games get postponed, that we can push everything back. And I think there's, in a way, they can, you know, they can probably push the Super Bowl back into February and all that. But I'm just looking at the Patriots schedule and the Chiefs schedule. To me, I look at it, and there's no obvious place to reschedule this game.
Yeah, because the Pats bye week's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they're week 6, and Kansas City's week 10. The Patriots are playing a Sunday night game against the Ravens when the bye is in effect for Kansas City. And then on the other side of that, when the Patriots are off, Kansas City's playing a Thursday night game. So I don't know how you've sort of put this in, and do you want to push it back to the end of the year? I mean, I don't know. You know, it's just interesting. I think this is just the reality of sports in 2020, Jim, and I think it's easier for the indoor sports. It's easier to create a bubble in hockey and basketball. I think you can make a case that baseball should have created a bubble, and before this happened, we were going to talk about that. Now they sort of have, they have a pseudo bubble for the playoffs, but they're going to let fans in. I mean, I don't get it. But I'm just not sure that an NFL bubble was really realistic. But what you could have done is you could have had maybe say 4 to 8 subsites where you group teams together and said, okay, you're going to do it there. You know, I think one big bubble probably wouldn't work. Two bubbles like the NHL probably wouldn't work. But if you want to do 4 to 6 or 8, maybe that's something that they could have considered.
California, Nevada, in Vegas with the new stadium, maybe at Texas. You know, I feel like you could have probably spread it out, but these owners, consistently stingy, they don't like spending that money. So I wonder if they're starting.
Like Belichick says, time for a bake sale.
Yeah. This from Adam Schefter. Again, this story is going to continue to develop throughout the morning and afternoon. Cam Newton tested positive for COVID-19, ruled out tomorrow. Are they even going to play the game? Adam Schefter just tweeted a minute ago, all options now appear to be on the table. Patriots could leave later today. Patriots could leave Sunday. Game could be postponed. As one source texted, quote, no way they can travel today. So, again, game hasn't been canceled, but doesn't sound like they're going to be taken off.
Look, here's the thing. To me, if you feel like you may have an outbreak on your team, the last thing you want to do is throw them all into, you know, an aluminum can for 3 hours. That's the last thing you want to do.
Yeah,
is have them
just going to spread crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the last thing I would think that you want to do. Also, once they leave, it's nonsensical to send them to Kansas City where they will check into a hotel and potentially infect other people in this country and then not play the game. So to me, once you send them there, that means you're playing the game, unless there's like a really serious outbreak, all of a sudden like 20 guys test positive. So I think you have to think long and hard about sending them to Kansas City, because once you do that, to me, you've committed to playing the game.
Harry in the car with this big breaking news today with the Patriots and Chiefs game in jeopardy tomorrow. Go ahead.
Hey, Jim, you said you might be ignorant or stupid, but you wanted them to play Sunday. I don't think you're ignorant or stupid, but they shouldn't be playing Sunday. This is a bad thing. I experienced this COVID back in December of last year. And then I worked through it, and I flew into airports in April and June when no one was there. And we had the whole country. We had like a hold on it. Everyone was, you know, confining themselves to their home and everything. And now we opened up our economy, and it's breaking out everywhere. The Patriots, Cam Newton ain't the only one. You're going to see the testing ain't 100%. There's no testing that 100% foolproof. The testing's about 80% foolproof. So you would have to get three tests in 3 days. So I wish them well, and I hope this didn't happen. But you guys, honest to God, unless you experienced it, you've got to look at it. It's crazy, you know. And I'm not into politics or anything, but this is crazy stuff. So
oh, no doubt, Harry. Thanks for the call. No, it's the worst time to be alive. It's a terrible, terrible year that just gets worse. I think Jimmy Stewart said it back in June. We're never getting out of this, and every day is worse than the last, and he was right. Don in the car, if they do play this game tomorrow, you would prefer to see Jared Stidham, yes?
Well, I think that Belichick is always going to take the stance to say, we're going to give our team the best chance to win, and that's probably Hoyer. But just think about this, Chris and Jim. So is this the chance to really make the call on Stidham? Throw him out there. This is a tough situation. I don't think this game was one of those games that we thought we were going to win anyway. Let's see what we have, and let's make the call on this guy, because we haven't heard anything about him since training camp, and he begged out. So I think that this is the opportunity to see what he is and then decide what we're going to do with him going forward. And the other thing is, with the whole NFL and this happening to the Patriots, is this the beginning of the end, Chris?
Of the NFL?
Just of this season.
You know, it's hard, so hard to say. I'm going to say no, just because I think there is a little bit of a roadmap for Major League Baseball and what happened with the Marlins and the Cardinals and some other teams. And they soldiered on and were able to make it through. Again, I think it's probably a little easier, maybe a lot easier to reschedule games in Major League Baseball than the NFL. But I think, to be honest, just to be really frank, from a financial standpoint, these leagues are loathe to cancel their season. And I hate to be this person who is so negative and cynical, but to me, the only way they would cancel it would be if somebody got myocarditis and died. I mean, like, that's like literally the only way I think they'd cancel the season.
Yeah, I'm with
otherwise,
you.
They're just going to push through, and they're going to be like, well, we gave you, you know, 16-person. We'll expand the practice squads to 32. And well, I mean, I think you could see a situation where if it got really bad, it would be like the 1987, you know, strike season where they bring in, you know, players who aren't the real players.
All right. Well, we'll continue to take your thoughts on this. The big news of the day, Cam Newton learned of a positive COVID-19 test last night. Patriots tested the rest of the team this morning. They're still awaiting results that could come back as late as tonight. So the team was scheduled to fly this afternoon at 1 o'clock to travel to Kansas City, but that seems to be, well, that's not going to happen as of right now. They're at least pushing off that flight. Maybe they fly later tonight, maybe tomorrow. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network just tweeting one option for the Patriots-Chiefs game is to play it on Monday rather than tomorrow. As of now, Patriots players haven't left, so a lot to sort out here. Your thoughts, 617-779-0985. Cam Newton, at the very least, though, has been ruled out of tomorrow's game against the Chiefs. The big news today, continue to take your thoughts on this here on Gasper Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Stay tuned for more Gasper and Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
This is Gasper and Murray. You will listen. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We just gotta, you know, play Patriot football. Simple. And if we do that, control the line of scrimmage, you know, stick to the keys to win, you know, we really can't just focus on something that we cannot control. And that's being, you know, the defense. We know we have to play complementary football throughout this game, and we're putting ourselves stacking practices on top of practices that gives us enough confidence going into the game on Sunday.
That's Patriots quarterback Cam Newton, who was talking earlier this week about tomorrow's game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And now the big news is that he has tested positive for the coronavirus. He is out for tomorrow's game against the Chiefs and is even going to be played tomorrow. This story is continuing to develop here. It's Gasper Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub. What is the latest? We have from Field Yates is reporting right now that the Patriots-Kansas City game is not expected to be played at the scheduled time. So that's not going to happen. Adam Schefter just tweeted, of the multiple options the league is now discussing for the Pats, one would entail leaving for Kansas City tomorrow and playing the game on Monday. But it does feel, I mean, from Field Yates, you know, it's as reputable blue check mark NFL yes. reporter as there is, Chris. Like, if he
and
is
basically,
saying,
you know, an alternate member of the Belichick family.
Yeah, that is true.
No, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, he's close with the family.
The expectation is the Chiefs-Patriots game will not be played as scheduled tomorrow at 4:25 per source. So, there you go. Doesn't sound like this thing's going to happen. It's crazy. I mean, it's it was bad enough that they had this outbreak that was going on with the Tennessee Titans, and three more staff members tested positive today. Adam Schefter had that earlier this morning, and now we have this news with Cam Newton. So your thoughts on all of this, 617-779-0985. Carlos in Connecticut, you're next here on Gasper Murray. Hello.
Hey guys, I wanted to ask Gasper. I mean, you guys both been to the Super Bowl venues. I mean, I don't know how this will actually work throughout the season, but I'm at a point where I think this really does need a bubble. I know it sounds impossible, guys, but at the same time, I mean, how are you really going to get through all these games without any, you know, positive tests? I mean, Cam Newton is just the start of it. The Titans were just the start of it. It's only going to get worse. I can only see, one of the next top stars, a Mahomes, a Jackson, you know, getting positive next. So what's the real plan here? And if I don't know if they can all go to Vegas, you know, all one conference goes to Vegas, another conference goes to, say, Houston or something like that. I don't know. I want to get your guys' thoughts on that. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, so the latter part you're talking about, I mean, if you did that, now we're talking about, and I'm not saying you can't do it, but now you're talking about, it's a good point, like, do you have to alter the schedule? Because you mentioned bubble. Well, part of that is even in Major League Baseball, they did sort of power through, but the schedule was very geographically set. You know, they minimized travel. Well, the NFL already has a schedule. It's like the Patriots are supposed to go to Los Angeles and play back-to-back games, basically against the Chargers and the Rams. So if you set up an AFC, you know, NFC bubble, how does that work? You can play the Chargers, but how do you play the Rams game? Now, if the NFC is in one place, do you end up redoing the entire schedule? And would they want to do that? My guess is they would not. You know, my guess is they would not want to redo the entire schedule.
Do you also trust them to have a solid plan? You know, at the risk of contradicting myself, I said earlier, like, you know, they're a $1 billion industry. They print money. They'll find a way. But then again, the league is kind of run by complete morons. So
from Goodell on down, like, do they have a really good backup plan here, even if they have to pause the league for a month and try to find whatever bubble areas they could go to, whether it's California, Texas, Nevada? I don't know. They don't seem like the most forward-thinking group to me. Matt in Rhode Island, your thoughts on this big story today with Cam Newton and the Patriots game in jeopardy tomorrow. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I, too, not a big fan of Jake. I think he should be on a government social media watch list, to be honest with you. But that was actually a good call. That was actually a pretty decent call. So, yeah, I mean, I'm actually right across from TF Arena Airport where the Patriots keep their planes, watching soccer all day. So I'll keep you guys posted. But, yeah, I mean, obviously they're not going to play this game. I don't know when they can get those tests back as soon as, but, I mean, the last thing they're going to do is throw all the guys on the plane, which would be a highly, you know, dangerous situation, I would think. So, yeah, I mean, this is just going to come unraveled, I think, unfortunately. I mean, what do you got? I mean, I don't think a bubble is realistic with the size of football teams and all the staffing. I mean, so I'm with you guys. I mean, this is it's an unfortunate situation. I think Cam Newton is probably the biggest star this has happened to. What do you think?
Oh, it absolutely has, Matt. And to use your term, it feels like it's unraveling. With that, let's have some breaking news.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, who tweets, "It's not just New England. Chiefs practice squad quarterback Jordan Te'amu has tested positive for COVID-19. He's being added to the reserve list." That, according to him and Mike Garofolo of NFL Network. Now, that's not a name.
Yeah.
But you've had the Tennessee Titans. You had the Atlanta player last week. You have Cam Newton, the biggest name thus far that's come down with a COVID test. You have a Chiefs practice squad player. Chris, this feels like second week of March, NBA, and like rampant news, you know, tweet after tweet after tweet. It feels like, well, like the caller just said, like it's starting to unravel for the NFL.
It may be. I would just say that there have been people throughout the course of training camp in the early part of the season who were put on that COVID-19 reserve list and games went on. So Jordan Te'amu going on it, I think, again, you have to have the context of what's happening in the NFL. And I understand the context right now is that it's really bad. And so we look at it a little bit differently. But if you didn't have the Titans outbreak, we didn't have this Cam Newton situation, I'm not sure Jordan Te'amu's situation would be raising as many eyebrows. I think the Titans situation and what's happening here with Cam Newton are really grave threats to the NFL being able to complete this schedule the way that they want to complete the schedule, the way that it was set out in the first place.
Steve and Attleboro on this story. Go ahead. You're next here on Gaspar Murray. Hello.
Yeah, so all week I've been hearing about not taking another moral victory and the importance of this game mentally. So you guys want to play it tomorrow. Is this a scheduled loss in your mind? It's time to build some more chemistry, work out kinks against a team like Denver. Is this a momentum builder or a killer in your mind? So I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I mean, look.
It's a completely different scenario situation now to evaluate, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And now it's official. Adam Schefter just tweeting, Patriots-Chiefs game is being postponed. It is expected to be played Monday or Tuesday per source. So, you know, moral victory. Look, I am a hard-headed ignoramus when it comes to this kind of thing. This is how I felt with baseball. You know, there was the freak out when the Marlins were riddled with COVID tests, came back positive. Same for the Cardinals. Like, you figure it out, head down, hammer on. That's what I want to see the NFL do as well. I don't want to see them shut down. Obviously, I do care about these players' safety. I don't want anyone getting myocarditis or dying or anything like that. No, but I don't know. I think that I don't think it's a time to panic. Concern, yes. But I think you just try to figure out a way. You maybe switch bye weeks around. You know, shuffle around, do the old shell game, if you will, and find a way to play this game eventually. You just don't play it tomorrow. You hope to have more more negative tests come back, and you just find a way. Like, that's the way I look at it. And even if that means starting Brian Hoyer or Jared Stidham or whoever, you play the game. But it ain't going to be tomorrow. Again, Adam Schefter is now reporting. Patriots-Chiefs postponed, expected to be played Monday or Tuesday, according to a source. Get you caught up here with the Sports Hub headlines. I think you do know what the biggest story of the day is. In case you don't, get you caught up with that and come back with more of your thoughts on Cam Newton testing positive for COVID-19 and being ruled out of this game against the Chiefs. It's Gaspar Murray, 98.5 of Sports Hub.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.